Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah. There was a time in Israel where things were very difficult. And then God sent Elijah. He said, I am sending you to a widow and the widow will sustain you. Hallelujah. So Elijah went and then met the widow. She was gathering sticks. And then he asked her to give him water. When she was going, he said, apart from the water, add bread to it. Someone say, hey, Elijah. So the widow said something. She said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks so that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. Someone say, mercy. But Elijah said to her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Someone say, a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And then Elijah continued, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fill, until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fill, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Next month, 7th of October, we have a blessed opportunity. I thought you were going to put your hands together. Hallelujah. We have a blessed opportunity on the 7th of October to honor the prophet, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes you are not sure what to do to be blessed. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are not too sure what to do to be blessed. But I came to tell you that honoring the prophet is a sure way to be blessed. Do you believe it? So this morning, the testimony I'm going to read will tell us how someone took the word of the prophet in the house, Bishop Sam, seriously, and honored Bishop Doug Heward Mills yesterday, and she received multiple blessings. I see you receiving multiple blessings in the name of Jesus. So the testimony goes like this. I want to testify of the many mind-blowing miracles that the Lord gave me within 3 months after honoring our prophet, Bishop Doug. During the Galatians 6th Sunday last year, Bishop Sam really encouraged us to honor our prophet, Bishop Doug. So I obeyed. I decided to give about 5 times what I gave the previous year. Church, just listen to the following. That same day, someone say, that same day, I received an alert on my phone that an amount of 10,000 Ghana cedis. Hey, did you hear me? I didn't say 10 cedis. I said an amount of 10,000 Ghana cedis has hit my account. And I see 10,000 hitting your account as you honor the prophet. Hallelujah. I went to the bank to check it. And it was true. When you get the alert, it will be true. Amen. Amen. I didn't waste time at all. Someone say, I will not waste time at all. I quickly wrote a check and cleared all of it. Wow. 2, that same day, someone say, that same day, I received a ticket to India for a working visit. Hey, I see you going for a working visit. Amen. Not to Togo, but to India, to Paris. But Togo too is nice. Yeah, Togo is nice. Hallelujah. The next day, I received a letter from, hallelujah. I received a letter from a university in UK nominating me for an award of an honorary doctorate degree. Did you hear me? Hey! I even thought it was a scam, so I didn't bother. But they kept sending information about the award ceremony. So I went online and checked the accreditation status, other alumni, etc. I found out it was genuine. As I speak, I am a proud holder of a doctorate of science degree. Hallelujah! You can't be sitting down. Give the Lord a shout. obeyed the voice of Bishop Sam. Bishop Sam said, let Anna the prophet, hallelujah, she obeyed, and all these things happened to her. It is not easy to be conferred a doctorate degree. It is not easy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She says, I am really surprised that God will choose me for such an awesome blessing. I see God choosing you for an awesome blessing. Thank you so much, Bishop Sam, for the encouragement. I do not take the shade and the covering I have been enjoying from you for granted. Thank you, Bishop. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Hallelujah. So as I end, I want to say that the prophet doesn't need the honor, but we need the blessing. Do you understand? The prophet doesn't need the honor. We need the blessing. Because if you look at the account in 1 Kings 17, at the end of the day, it was the widow who was blessed. If you listen to this testimony, at the end of the day, she was blessed. So take advantage. We need the blessing. Take advantage. Honor the prophet, and you shall surely be blessed. God bless you.
Wow. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus?
Hallelujah. James and John came to see Jesus. I want my sons, James and John, to sit on your right hand and on your left. But Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Woman, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't know what you ask. Take your cross and follow Jesus to the end. Woman of Zebedee, you know that I love your sons, your boys James and John. But the hour will come when they must take their cross, pay the price, and follow me. Oh, woman, do you want your sons to bear much fruit? Then they must lose for my sake, for my sake. Woman, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't know what you ask. To take your cross and follow Jesus to the end. Take your cross to follow Jesus, to be baptized, to drink the cup. You don't know what it means to take your cross, to be baptized, to drink the cup. your cross. Follow Jesus to the
have come and gone since he walked upon this earth. They say lives don't last too long. Then why is the story still hanging around? Why do people stop and pray to this man who is dead and gone? When I ask, they just say, oh, he's coming back to take us home. 'Cause anybody here wanna live forever, say I do. Anybody here wanna walk on golden streets, say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here wanna hold on this love forever? Say I do. They said you would never know when you walk up to that man and look into his eyes of love and touch the nail prints in his hair. Oh, and if you can walk away knowing all he's done to say, then I'll just have to say, I guess he didn't die for you. Now anybody here wanna live forever, say I do. Anybody here wanna walk on golden streets, say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here wanna hold on this love forever, say I do. Wanna live forever, say I do. Anybody here wanna hold on this love forever, say I do. Anybody here sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here wanna hold on this love forever, say I do.
Give his angels charge over thee.
Amen.
Lest thou dash thy foot against the steps. Amen. How many of you want to live forever? But when you say I do, you are not seeing anything. You are not seeing anything. You say anybody wants to walk the street of gold? If you are saying anybody want to go to America, people would have run forward to say, I receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Let your will be done in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Appreciating and honoring the gift of God. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. Appreciating and honoring the gift of God.
Deuteronomy
chapter 4, 5, and 7.
Deuteronomy 4.
I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations. You are a special nation. You are a chosen people. And God has given you his word. And he said that if you want to be different from other people, keep what he has told you and do what he has told you. Many nations will look at you and they be confused and surprised. Just as many people will look at you and be confused and surprised. Because your wisdom will be different from their wisdom. God has given you his word and that is your wisdom. And you need to live by it. That is why the just lives by faith. The just lives by faith. Faith is trusting what God has told you. No matter what others around you are doing, this is your wisdom. It may not make sense to the rest of the nations. It may not make sense to the rest of your family. It may not make sense to society. But still, this is your wisdom. That was what will make other people look at you and say, this is a great nation. The same thing they shall criticize because they don't understand. They will now say that you are a great nation. You are a great people because your wisdom comes direct from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mark 14, 3 following.
Mark 14.
And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? And they said, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Leave the church alone. Leave the pastors alone. Leave the people of faith alone. Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She had wrought a good work on me. Jesus said, what she did that you are complaining about? I like it. It is good. And I approve of it. You see, what God approves of, you are criticizing. You should be careful the way and the things you criticize. Because by the time you realize you are fighting God and disapproving of what God has approved. Many times what God will approve, man will not approve. When God wanted a king for Israel, man chose somebody. God didn't approve. And man would never have chosen what God approved of. So he said, let her alone. She has done a good thing. Galatians 6:7. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, he shall reap. So you see that in the kingdom of God, there is a principle of sowing and reaping. And what you reap is what you sow. And then where you reap is also very important. So there is sowing and there is reaping. Ephesians 4:11-13, we spoke about it last week. Talked about the fact that God had given gifts to people, to men. And he listed the gifts that he has given. One of the things we saw was that the gifts were put in men. Vessels of humans. The gifts were put in them. And we established that as you honor these gifts, you are honoring God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you honor this gift, you are honoring God. And so it's very important. These gifts are very important. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
Hebrews 13:17.
It says, obey them. You see, these are the gifts. This is what the gifts do. Why the gifts are very important to
you.
Must be very important to you. Obey them that have the rule over you. And submit yourselves. And now this one is talking about the gift he has given to men.
They watch
for your souls. How many of you know that your soul is more important than your
car?
Some of you have watchmen at home watching over your things as you came to church today. They are so precious to you. You left your clothes at home, your jewelry at home, your car at home, and you are protected. Even if there is no security man, you have ensured that the things are locked, secured.
So watchman, you are crying. Why should I say you are locking your money?
Because they are important to you. Is that not so? Now there is something that is more important than anything that you can ever imagine. Bible says, "What shall it profit a man or a woman if he gains the whole world?" What is the whole world? Car.
Bible says, "Nipa nyawi ase nyina."
Passport. Visa.
Car.
Money.
Visa in sika.
Shirt,
atadie,
shoe, even wife. If you gain all and you lose your soul, it means that your soul is very important. So what must be even more important to you is the watchman of your soul. The one who watches for your soul, over your soul. But many Christians don't understand this. That is why other people are more important than the person who watches over your soul. And they don't only watch over your soul, they also must give account for you. That they may do it with joy. It means that one day your pastor will stand somewhere and account for you. And he said that they may do it with joy.
Hey,
careful now. Don't make your pastor angry before he dies. The shepherd of your soul is angry with you. And when you die and he meets you in heaven and he's giving account for your soul, it won't be easy. But it makes you to see the important work that these gifts are doing. That is why it is very important for you also to appreciate and to honor this gift. Appreciating and honoring this gift is actually appreciating God for his blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's appreciating God for his blessings. And then it is not just appreciating people, but appreciating people timelessly. You must know the value of people whilst they are alive. And whilst they are with you. How many of you have been in one lane of traffic before? And the traffic was not moving. Just when you move to the other lane,
when you call lane for
the traffic started moving.
I mean, traffic now started.
They say, ah!
You say, ah!
Why did I move? And you see a tipper truck that was about 10 cars behind you will come and pass by you. That is when you realize that I should have just been here. I should have been in my lane. But I moved. Many of us, we appreciate, but don't know timely appreciation. We wait till it is too late. Last week I told you, all of you, let your father die. You go and paint his house. Meanwhile, why is he alive? His roof is leaking. But you have not done it. The man will not benefit anything from it. So Jesus said concerning this woman that she has anointed me before my death. So if you look at Mark 16:1-6, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him.
Mary ne Salome, omo ba sa omo besra ne ngo.
And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
Na ahumache no omo sori ba musiye hono.
And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the
sepulchre?
And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away. And it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. They were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified.
Ah, you're born ascend him.
He is risen.
Well, sorry.
He is not here.
Only have you.
Behold, look at the place where they laid him. What happened was that they also had spices to anoint Jesus. But they were waiting till he dies. But unfortunately, when they got there, he was not there. In other words, what is the value of that spice to a dead person? Mary Magdalene did it at the right time.
That's Mary Magdalene, your oil emrepem.
If you need to honor, you need to honor at the right time.
Say some friend in Munyam show be a son yo emrepem.
Look at Ecclesiastes 8.
Verse 5 to 6.
You see, there is a time for everything. You know, sometimes you may want to eat when you are very hungry. And the food will not be ready.
So even
though they are pounding fufu, but the food is not ready. So by the time you realize you have taken some small bread in the fridge, even the cassava they are used to pound the food, you have taken some and you have eaten it. And then there was some biscuits somewhere, you have taken some, picking here and there. And you have then you drink water. So by the time the fufu is ready, you realize that you are already full. So the way you are wanted to attack the fufu, that zeal and that thing is not there again. It's gone. Wrong timing. You have to time it well. And that's why when you are going home, you have to look at the traffic and calculate the time. And tell your wife that I'm sure by 45 minutes I'll be home. When you say that, you are trying to tell them that when I get home, immediately I want to eat. Do you know it's very painful when you get home and maybe they didn't understand what you said?
Hey!
Hey! Or they didn't tell that there is no cassava at home.
And I can't just
so when you go there, so they are now bringing the cassava. So why didn't you say it?
Didn't I want can't tell me?
Because all this speed on in the portal to meet my 45 minutes.
Me speed doing
not knowing that the cassava is already
ready.
So even by the time the cassava is fufu is ready, some kind of zeal and something is not there again. Hey. Am I preaching to you?
You are preaching.
So, proper timing of everything is very important. When your husband comes home and he says that today we are going to Obuasi. We are going
on
a journey. And then so my head, my stomach, my leg, my veins, my physiological imbalances. By the time you now said, okay, the zeal is not there. Whoso keepeth the commandment, Ecclesiastes 8:5. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing. And a wise man hath discerned both time and judgment. You end up doing it all, but it's better to do it on time. It's better to do it on at the right time. And many of us will end up doing anyway. We end up appreciating anyway. But do we do it at the time the person needs it? Like us this time that I need money to build. Look at the beautiful church you are sitting on. If you must do any, this morning somebody came before even giving offering. He said, Bishop, I brought my offering. Not to me, for the project.
As
much as he mentioned, put it down. I'll call Jerry to come for it. I said, you made it to Loyalty House. Yes, yeah, yeah, so put it down before Jerry thinks it's for him. You see, that is discerning time and judgment. On time. This is where we need it.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? So a wise man discerns not only time and not only judgment, but both are important. They go together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there's everything has a purpose. And when the purpose passes and you bring, it ain't any good. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians 6:6-7.
Galatians 6.
Have you seen I'm reading scriptures?
What's that?
This Bible is your wisdom. This is your wisdom. You heard the testimony? You heard the testimony? Some of you don't understand PhD.
You bring into PhD.
And all those. PhD means, when you're PhD? You are a doctor now, doctor of whatever you are doing.
You've gone past
first, master's, whatever, and now you are a doctor of that thing.
Master's, they
call you Obinfo.
We are Obinfo.
Obinfo. May you be called Obinfo in the name of Jesus.
Obinfo.
So, that is the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Galatians 6, it's your wisdom. You'll be there, somebody just go sit up. Not that the money was stolen or whatever. The person, somebody says, I put money in your account.
Obviously, this scar to account.
Miracle money. Mm. It happened to us as a church.
Galatians 6:6-7.
Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things.
Is it
English language?
Yeah, bro.
If somebody is teaching you,
so be chrewa dia.
Bible says, you who is being taught, now communicate to the person who is teaching you in all good things.
I say, wow, or chrewa dia no. Fa adepama niya, or chrewa.
This is your wisdom.
We know nyansa.
This is why we have chosen 7th October next month.
October.
To honor our prophet.
See,
hallelujah. Because
He teaches us the word, which gives us all good things. He teaches us. We are listening to podcasts every day. We are preaching his messages to his children. You know, all of you are children of Bishop Dagiwood Mills. All of us are his children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has born us. And then he has sent us also to do what he is doing. And then he has taught us how to preach. So that the other children will be blessed. So he teaches us. He teaches me. I listen to my bishop, my father, my pastor, my prophet. I listen to his voice daily.
Me tell me bishop, me sofo, me difo, me tell ni debia, me tell ni debia.
And then I hear his prayers over my life daily.
Na me tell him pipe also e o ma bra bom debia.
Those of us who have been reading the daily word that has been sent.
That's it.
You see that you're always also reading words of wisdom. Nothing can be compared to these words that we receive. And so it is our time to also not only appreciate this great teacher of God, this great father, this great prophet, but also to honor God. Because in so doing, you are honoring the gift of God. And the honor goes to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every problem and how it is solved. And this particular key solves a lot of problems. Maybe another time I'll give you 3 examples of all those who honored a prophet.
He
said all of them had the same miracles. Hebrews chapter 13, 7. Remember them which have the rule over you. Remember them which have the rule over you. Now you may say that, what about the government? What about the police? But listen, who have spoken unto you the word of God? When was the last time you heard the minister of Moon and Stars preaching the word of God? So he's talking about, you see, he's making that this gift have rule over you. And anybody who doesn't have a pastor who can rule over you, you don't have a pastor.
No,
I told someone that there should be one person in your life who can tell you stop and you stop. He said, I am doing this. I will do it. But there should be one voice. When he tells you that stop, look, no matter what I want to do, if Bishop's voice comes in,
Bishop,
and sometimes his voice even doesn't have to come in like physically, his voice can come in through a book he has written. His voice can come in through a message I'm listening to. His voice can come through the quiet time that we have. His voice it can also come directly to me. But his voice, because see, someone who has the rule over you spiritually, you must know that God has given him something that you need. You want to stop with your husband. You want to stop with your wife. You want to do this. You want to relocate. You want to do this. There must be someone who can say, don't. And you don't. Everybody in life, you must get someone who can tell you, don't. If you don't have anybody like that, you are not covered. It may be difficult, but you see, he says, obey. This one says, remember.
What's it kai?
This one I'm talking about remembering the bad. The one says, obey. But this one says, remember.
What's it kai?
But the fact that the one said they have rule over you. Remember them in your breakthrough. Who have spoken the word of God to you. In this wise, he said, who's faithful will consider the end of their conversation. But when you see a colon, who passed English? When there's a sentence, you see a colon.
So who colon?
Bema is an Ashanti. This is past English. What does it mean?
It means that the next sentences explain the previous sentence before the colon.
Yeah.
It could also mean that it can stand on its own. It can also be a full sentence on its own. Yeah. Wesley, this is not true. Good. He was what? Prempe College. St. Peter's. Okay. When it's a semicolon, then it can't be a full sentence. This is Achimota. Okay.
Achimota for
me. I won't tell you the school I went to. He said, remember them that have the rule over you. Remember. And when you remember, remember when things are working. You only remember when you are in trouble. I know somebody, anytime I see the phone number, I know that trouble has come.
Hey.
Even one day I told my son, you, as soon as he calls, hey, how much do you need? Then you start laughing, you start that, then you end as okay, you let me say it. So you, when you need money, you call me.
Yes, can I have frame?
Hey, remember.
Kai.
Hallelujah. And so, beloved, God, Jesus, the Bible is telling you it is part of your wisdom.
Honor
the gift that God has given to you. Let's read two more verses and we close. Matthew chapter 10, verses 40, 41. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. This explains as to who you should honor if you want to honor God. Lord, I want to honor you. How do I honor you? It's like those who want to honor the gods who are rivers and who are things, other rivers and trees. They go and put the otter is mashed yam, by the river for the god to come and eat. Somebody came to tell my father that he will give him powers. And he gave him some instructions.
Can you be trained?
And he said that he should always give the god something to eat. Do you know what he asked my father to give to the god? Banana and toffee. A god who want toffee. Knowing that they have a lot of boys and little boys in the house. This god also want toffee. And banana. So we, at that age, we got to know that the god cannot eat the toffee. Neither can he eat the banana. But we left the bananas for him. But the toffees, every evening will jump. You see, their bedroom, they have made a certain partition. So they will think they have locked the bedroom, but you just need to stand on a trunk and jump. And that's where the that so-called God was. Then we'll go and take the toffees. And we'll eat. The day that we'll pass through the bedroom. Do you know what happens? They have a picture of Jesus also in the bedroom.
He's like,
Josevile, small God, small juju.
Josevile.
So, when we are passing the bed, the Jesus picture will be there like that.
And
that Jesus picture, I don't know how they did the eye. Everywhere that you pass, when you look at it, the eye is looking at you. So we realize that it was Jesus rather who was protecting the god's toffee.
Okay.
We are going to take the toffee whatever, Jesus will be looking at you like this. So we decided when we are going, we won't look at Jesus. So we go like this. If you look at Jesus, he will be looking at you and you're afraid of God. So we look at the girl that they will take the toffee. And we are coming, we go straight, we will not look at Jesus. But we ate all the toffees. I don't know what happened. One day, my father himself took the God and went to throw it away. He himself, he threw the... I said, this God... He's taking my money too much. But we were taking that stuff.
And so now, your money is discounted.
Amen.
Amen.
What does that say that I came to this one? So the receiver, you see, God is saying that you can't see him. But if you receive this person, you have received me. In other words, if you honor this person, you have honored me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this Galatians 7:7 Sunday that we are doing, we are actually receiving and honoring God. Very important. Very, very important. This is something that many Christians do, but don't do it well. You know, many Christians, people are not prophets. Look, sometimes you will see a pastor who has been with people for years. But because of maybe some simplicity or something, he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't look like he wants something. And you don't have to look like before people. You don't have to make yourself mobile before people will bless you. There are some people, if that's what you want, you will never get. You will always miss that opportunity. Even when you are giving to them, they will say they don't like it. They will never know. That is why you can be deceived. I remember one day, I have been with somebody in the church for years. Do you know what? She was believing God for a child. We prayed. We did everything. Fasted together, encouraged. Do you know that when she gave birth, and she was doing something, she said that she wanted to thank a certain prophet. Because she attended an all-night, and the prophet asked her to sow a seed. And she will give birth. And when she sowed the seed, she gave birth. So that is why. And I was looking at her and
said,
hey, from today to go, anybody who come and say, pray for me to give birth, I will ask for seed. Because, you see, it's a song that has people, they want you to ask. And then they believe it. When they gave it, came. They don't know that it's a prayer. Of course, but giving also is part of it. Amen. So don't be deceived by, you see, Bishop Doug. Look, if a prophet wanted to, you'll be shocked.
Bishop Ankaso.
This is one of his branches.
Where any branch back?
Unfinished.
This
is one of his branches.
Where any branch back?
And in Ghana,
several
nations,
Amaibibri.
If he wanted to be your kind of prophet, my God, Eli, Nama, Sabachthani, you will be shocked. Even we his children, if he gives us a chance, you will see crocodile rings. This is crocodile. This is hippopotamus. This one is cheetah. Ivy. Okay. Which one is that one? Ivory. Rhinoceros. The one I come. And I wear fugu with a bodyguard.
Yeah, when your bodyguard, you know.
This bodyguards for every city here. Bodyguards who have done bodybuilding. Look at
look at somebody is just standing sitting there like Koyo. Hey! Even his children.
Nimambo.
But I remember once I came, Pastor Richard has given somebody a work to do. Then when I came,
Pastor Richard will be a Juma.
I was also telling a person, then say, well, what you are saying is good, but I wonder whether the big man would agree. I said, hey. Because I wore my shorts, you all say, I wonder whether the big man will agree. Big man. So I said, okay, I'm sure he will like it. So as I was talking, somebody passed and said, oh, Bishop. I
said, hey! Bishop.
Then he asked his friend, is it the man? Then he started doing what he's doing. I could have come and parked my V8 Land Cruiser. And when I applied the brake, it would go like this.
What's the car name, homie?
And when I open vapor, will come out of it. Hey! Vapor like this. That's how we Odifuaba.
The prophet has come.
No, Odifuaba, but come and say,
when the prophet passes,
you bow.
When
you
see his shoes, you know the value.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that
I say
you have to, when you are honoring the man, the gift, you are honoring God. As we have opportunity to honor his son, our prophet, we are going to honor God. Hosea 12:13. I'll end with this and we'll continue. We continue the build up, isn't it? The build up to the D-Day. Wonderful. Hosea 12:13. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt.
Israel for free Egypt.
You are coming out of every Egypt in the name of Jesus.
Oh, free Egypt, be a womb, be a.
You are coming out of poverty in the name of Jesus. Anything that limits your movement and your progress, you are coming out of it in the name of Jesus. But how are you coming? By strong economic fundamentals. Is that how you are coming out? Strong economic fundamentals. By strong currency, city against the dollar.
Say,
that's how you are coming out.
Are
you sure? You are coming out by a very prudent government.
Who pay for Egypt?
He said, by what? A prophet.
No
matter how the market is going,
and found said, yeah,
the nations shall hear of you and ask, how do we go to the same market and you seem to be prospering? And you will say that you will show them your wisdom.
Say,
this is my wisdom.
Say,
this is my economy.
Economy.
This is what I'm using.
When I make me use
you. He said, by a prophet. The Lord brought them. Have you noticed that the Lord couldn't do it on his own? He did it by his prophet. He always does it through a man. And not only that, and by a prophet was he preserved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So by a prophet he brought them out, and by a prophet he preserved them. You see, some of you have been out before, but you were not preserved, so you went back. And when you went back, seven more demons stronger than the first. Now the poverty, some of you have been out of poverty before. Some of you have seen life. But you were not preserved. Baba said, by
a prophet.
Bible say enamodi for.
There is no one here who is going to lose anything that belongs to you.
Obi eni oba hwe ni ekra no.
God shall preserve you. And if you have lost anything that belongs to you, by the anointing of the prophet, we take it back in the name of Jesus. Instead of seven demons stronger than the first coming into you, we bring seven blessings better than the first into you. In the name of Jesus, you shall be preserved. Hey, by a prophet.
And I'm with you.
There is no reason your marriage should break.
If you let
the prophet preserve the marriage. By a prophet. So those of you who don't know that you are, you see, when you have fish and you don't have fridge, and you don't want it to spoil, I think many other things, you salt it to preserve it. So those days that there were no fridges, our grandmothers were still keeping things and they will not spoil. They will preserve it. Today I release the preservation anointing of the prophet to preserve your money. May you never lose any of your monies and your blessings. May you only go forward in the name of Jesus. And if you have ever lost any money that belonged to you, like Abraham pursued the people who had come for Lot and the others and collected the things back, that when they came, they had more than they could carry. By the anointing of the prophet, I enter the realm of wherever your things are, and we take it back into your life in the name of Jesus. You shouldn't go back. You should go forward. Sometimes things make us go back. But just as Abraham heard that his nephew Lot has been taken,
say that Abraham will say, "Yafa Lot,"
and went and pursued and brought the things back. The devil has made the mistake of taking anything that belongs to you.
Mistake, so
because you have a shepherd over your soul who watches over your soul. And today is the day of taking back in the name of Jesus. Some of you have lost it for 5 years. It's going to take less than 1 week to take it back.
Within 1 week, we'll come back.
You are taking it back in the name of Jesus. But Anna, the prophet, I don't know how my life would have been if God had not given me this gift of a prophet. Who started the church? That even in the church I found a wife. Who started the church? That even in the church I found a ministry to do and be a pastor. I don't know how my life would have been by now. That is why it is, remember them that have a rule over you. Remember. 7th October, I want you to remember.
7th October, me person kai.
By a prophet.
And namodi for so.
You can never be where you are again.
Unti mi wo bebia wo biom.
I release you right now to come out. They were in bondage. They sighed. They cried. Say, Lord, we are tired.
And
God heard their cry. And he decided to take them away from that problem. But what did he do? He sent them a prophet. Because God has heard your cry. That's why he has brought you to this church. That's why he has given you a pastor. So that he can take you out of that problem. And yet when he went, he faced challenges. He challenged him. But at the end of the day, if God says, who can disannul? Who can annul? Father, we thank you. What a wonderful pastor you have given to us. What a wonderful prophet you have given to us. He is always doing everything so that we can hear the directions of the prophet, and we can hear your wisdom. How we are blessed in this UD family to have a gift like this.
Yes.
How we are blessed. And Lord, we decide in our hearts to honor you.
Yes, Lord.
As we honor this gift. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. I'm sure as I was preaching, a lot of you, I know God spoke to your heart.
You
came here for the first time today. You came on your own or someone brought you. Maybe you took a bus and joined a bus center. But as I preached the word, you realize that God was speaking to your heart. And you would like to give your life to Jesus. He wants me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Let's all say this. I said, Dear Lord Jesus. I thank you for today. I believe in my heart. That you brought me here. To hear your word. From today. I confess with my mouth. That Jesus Christ. Is the Son of God. I ask you, Lord Jesus. To forgive me of all my sins. And wash me with your blood. From today. I am yours. And you are mine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful.
Sawa Jimmy.
Papa.
Ene.
Medemakuma mao.
Mesrel.
Famibonia
mayeni na chemi.
Natromidin.
Awonkwahumani.
Medawasi Yesu.
Sawa Jimmy.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.